Let's turn up the heat.
I just love seeing the misfortune of others.
Huh? Oh my God.
And crank up the pressure.
I speak four languages.
Good for you.
And that doesn't make sense in any one of them.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, September 15th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, say it with me, your entertainment headlines. Norm Macdonald, the beloved comedian known for his work as a cast member and Weekend Update anchor on Saturday Night Live, died Tuesday after a previously undisclosed battle with cancer. He was 61. According to Macdonald's management firm, Brillstein Entertainment Partners, who confirmed his death to the Associated Press, Macdonald had battled cancer for 9 years but kept his health struggles private. Macdonald was best known for his 5-year stint as an SNL cast member, particularly his run as Weekend Update anchor from 1994 to 1997. He also helped create SNL's famous Celebrity Jeopardy sketch, featuring Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek, with Macdonald frequently appearing as a defiantly uncooperative Burt Reynolds. Macdonald's other ventures included various short-lived TV shows, including the ABC sitcom The Norm Show, which ran from 1999 to 2001, the absurdist 2016 fake memoir based on a true story, and two acclaimed comedy specials, 2011's Me Doing Stand-Up and 2017's Hitler's Dog, Gossip, and Trickery. Andrew Garfield is continuing to deny that his version of Peter Parker will cross paths with Tom Holland anytime soon. Stopping by The Tonight Show this week to promote his new film, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, in which he co-stars alongside Jessica Chastain, host Jimmy Fallon couldn't get through the interview without bringing up everyone's favorite rumor that Garfield's Peter Parker will finally suit up alongside Holland in the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home. When Fallon mentioned he saw a photo of Garfield and former fellow Spidey Tobey Maguire on the set of the Marvel film, that photo, by the way, has been wiped from the internet, apparently, Garfield immediately became shifty, telling Fallon, quote, "I'm not sure about that." But Fallon kept pressing until Garfield finally broke down, saying he'd seen the photo in question and claimed it was a Photoshop. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now, please welcome to the stage our number three pick, the season finale of America's Got Talent. The 10 finalists have made their final appeals to America, and now all that remains is to find out this season's winner. Well, not all that remains. The finale will feature the usual star-studded lineup of performances, this time including Idina Menzel, Pentatonix, George Lopez, and AGT Season 9 winner Matt Franco, among others. This season's finalists, meanwhile, include aerialist Aidan Bryant, singers Brooke Simpson, Jimmy Herod, and Victory Brinker, magician Dustin Tavella, comedians Gina Brillon and Josh Blue, Quick Change artist Leah Kyle, Northwell Health Nurse Choir, and World Taekwondo Demonstration Team. The frontrunner seems to be Blue, whose incisive routines about his life with cerebral palsy have been consistently popular and hilarious. Here is a clip from his performance last week.
Paralympics just finished up, and I'm happy to say that I was a member of the U.S. Paralympic soccer team, and I was a... Oh, thank you. Wow. Where were you guys at the games? Could have used those 18 claps. All right. No. Little late, guys. Little late. I know some of you maybe don't know what the Paralympics are. It's the Olympics for people with physical disabilities. The second largest sporting event on the planet. Second only... hey guys, I only got 2 minutes, so please shut up. The second largest sporting event only to the able-bodied Olympics. Yeah, it must be tough running with two legs, huh?
Well, he may have a disability, but that... is one able comedian right there. As usual, this season's winner will receive a $1 million prize and a spot in AGT's Las Vegas Review. Tune in to NBC at 9 p.m. to see who lands it. Trivia. It's trivia time. Who has not been a full-time judge on America's Got Talent at some point? David Hasselhoff, Brandy, or Ken Jeong? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Now, everyone yell bravo for our number two pick, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you expected things to get less messy this week, oh, were you wrong? First up, Erica tells Kyle that Tom's house was burglarized, leaving the group and their husbands with a lot of questions. Then, Dorit's wedding dress launch brings another tense confrontation as Sutton and Erica come face to face, and Garcelle, who's been getting closer to finding Mr. Right, has to answer for a provocative comment. Also, Crystal works on her big ticket basement renovation. Here's a preview.
Sue and I communicate with each other.
Oh! So I'm not the only crazy one in this group.
There's actually a guy that I'm going to show to.
Oh, I see abs and then I hear my bed springs making noise.
He's hot.
Tom's house was broken into and he confronted the burglar and then had to go have eye surgery. And then my son had to go over and help. And then he rolled his car 5 times on the way home. Yeah, I'm under a lot of stress.
Wait, what?
What you're suggesting then is that Erica's not telling the truth.
No, I'm suggesting she's been in a controlling marriage for 20 years and she's still being controlled.
There's lies all over the place.
You had everyone up in arms today.
About what? What'd I do? What?
You said we're all coming out for you.
What?
I speak 4 languages.
Good for you.
And that doesn't make sense in any one of them.
My God, will you shut up?
Oh, boy. Well, how will all of this shake out? Fortunately, you only have to stand the suspense until 8 p.m. tonight when The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs on Bravo. Stay tuned. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Charlamagne the God is bringing his signature voice to Comedy Central in the new late-night series, The God's Honest Truth, premiering Friday at 10 p.m. We caught up with Charlamagne ahead of the show's premiere and asked him, what you watching?
What am I watching? I am watching Marvel's What If. I am a huge Marvel fan. I have Wolverine from the X-Men tattooed on my right arm. I got that when I was like a young teenager growing up in South Carolina when tattoos were illegal. Actually dope, though. The reason I always gravitated towards Wolverine was because of his healing ability. And now I've devoted my life to helping people heal through therapy and, you know, other mental health and mindfulness resources, but that's a whole other conversation. But I am watching Marvel's What If. I love it. I love all the Disney Plus Marvel TV shows, but I love the way Loki ended with, you know, the character who will end up being Kang the Conqueror getting killed, but then creating all of these different, you know, multiverses because he was the keeper of the timeline. And when they killed him, it just released all of these different timelines, and just watching a lot of these different alternate universes play out on Marvel's What If is absolutely positively amazing. And, you know, Marvel's been doing so great with the movies and the TV shows, just to see them having like real comic book style fun with the What If cartoons is incredible.
See, stars, they're Marvel fans just like us. You can currently catch new episodes of What If dropping Wednesdays, that would be today, on Disney Plus, and you can find the rest of Marvel's TV universe streaming there as well. And now, our number one pick is fresh out of the oven. It's the new season of Netflix's Nailed It! The Emmy-nominated baking competition is back, and this season brings a slew of new challenges, from paranormal pastries to recreating chocolate masterpieces inspired by Judge Jacques Torres. Spoiler alert, it goes awry. The contestants will also celebrate Black History Month, face guest judges including Wayne Brady and Sasheer Zamata, and compete alongside 30 Rock star Jack McBrayer, who may be a formidable opponent. Or more likely, not. Let's serve up a clip from the new season.
Do I want to color it? The cake is green. Let's do a blue icing.
Here we go.
Oh, that looks good, right?
Jack, did you copy me with the blue icing?
Oh.
I see you.
Uh-oh, we have a fight here.
The People's Court.
Please rise for the Honorable Sam Richardson.
So where did you get the ID?
Yeah.
Because it's an aquatic theme.
Mackenzie, do you agree? He stole it from you, yeah?
He absolutely did.
Please.
He did. Oh.
Interesting.
Everybody's guilty. Court adjourned.
How dare you, man? I am a national treasure.
Well, of course, you can't see it, but their frosting looks so good. Good enough to eat, which is not always guaranteed on Nailed It. You can devour the new season on Netflix right now. Trivia. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question: who has not been a full-time judge on America's Got Talent at some point? David Hasselhoff, Brandy, or Ken Jeong? Don't mask us what the answer is. We'll just tell you. It's Ken Jeong. The Masked Singer panelist was a guest judge on season 13, however. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.